Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining me as we continue to read through Scripture and specifically the book of Romans. We are actually two chapters away from the end, and it has been such a joy to read through it together, to feed upon God's Word, so many wonderful nuggets of truth and good spiritual food for us therein. And so today we are reading through Romans chapter 15. In Romans chapter 14, Paul talked about, again, continuing through the practical applications and exhortations on living in the Christian life together as brothers and sisters in the Lord, as brothers and sisters in the church. He talked about the law of liberty, and he talked about the law of love. He was addressing some specific issues in the congregation in Rome, and wanted to make sure that they knew how they were to interact and live with one another rightly before God. And so here in chapter 15, he begins by talking about bearing one another's burdens. And then he will conclude the chapter by talking about his plans to come and visit the saints there in Rome. So let's dive into the Word of God together. Hear it now. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, for this reason I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to admonish one another. Nevertheless, brethren, I have written more boldly to you on some points, as reminding you, because of the grace given to me by God, that I might be a minister of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles, ministering the gospel of God, that the offering of the Gentiles might be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. Therefore I have reason to glory in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not accomplished through me in word and deed to make the Gentiles obedient, in mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about to Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. And so I have made it my aim to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build on another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he was not announced, they shall see, and those who have not heard shall understand. For this reason, now, no longer having a place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come to you, Whenever I journey to Spain, I shall come to you. For I hope to see you on my journey, and to be helped on my way there by you, if first I may enjoy your company for a while. But now I'm going to Jerusalem to minister to the saints, for it pleased those from Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain they are their debtors. For if the Gentiles have been partakers of their spiritual things, their duty is also to minister to them in material things. Therefore, when I have performed this and have sealed to them this fruit, I shall go by way of you to Spain. But I know that when I come to you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God, and may be refreshed together with you. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Amen. Well, thus far, the reading of God's Word in Romans chapter 15. Such a wonderful chapter, such a warm and pastoral word from the Apostle Paul to the saints in Rome as he lays out details of what he desires for them and how they interact and bear one another's burdens with each other and are like-minded with each other and walking together before the Lord. But also as he lays out his desire to be with them and to see them, to give them great joy and comfort in the gospel, in Christ, and such a wonderful conclusion here as he's leading to the end of this epistle. Well, I hope you'll join me next time as we wrap up Romans in chapter 16. God bless you and your day. We'll see you then.